Hello everyone, welcome back to the Mike Armstrong Welsh Dragon podcast show, and today I wanted to just come on and talk about extremism really, and about you know, what's going on in the world, because we've got Hamas now who've decided to start terrorism acts on Israel, and there's a lot of sort of conflict and battles going on. There's obviously the war in Ukraine with Russia, and there's a lot of sort of infighting in countries like America and South Africa and all sorts of places really, and I just wanted to come on and talk about that and just sort of say that the middle liberal classes of the world, of which I would class myself in, needs to sort of get up and start, you know, talking about these things and raising their voice rather than just letting it sort of go on, because, you know, the extremists and the people with extreme views seem to have a louder voice and seem to get involved in these sort of things a lot more. The vast majority of people just want to get along, want to enjoy each other's company, enjoy life, and just get through life as best they can, and being as happy as they can with as little conflict, etc. But there seems to be extremists in each country, in each part of the world, who is dead set on arguing, fighting, and just causing chaos, really. And I think it's down for... it's down to basically the masses of people to actually get involved and to try and stop these things happening, encourage healthy debate rather than arguments, argumentative debates or chats, people trying to prove their right rather than sort of maybe having some empathy, some understanding for the fact that other people have different perspectives, different points of views, different ways of living. And we all need to be able to sort of get along and get along with each other, you know, for as long as we're on the planet, really. And we need to be able to educate the next generations to be able to get on. And we need to be able to, you know, stand up and have a voice against extremism, extremists, violence, craziness, and everything else that's going on in the world. So I just wanted to share my voice on that, really. I think... you know, enough people are shouting about, you know, arguing and fighting and all the rest of it. And I think we all need to stand up, stand together, and teach people that you can have different points of view. You can have difference in opinions and you can still get on as people. At the end of the day, healthy debate and healthy discussion is fine, and there's nothing wrong with different perspectives, different points of views, and even being on different ends of a debate and an argument, as long as you're willing to at least consider there is an alternative point of view and there is an alternative viewpoint. It is better to be in the middle somewhere as well, though, and understand that, you know, there's different points of view and different perspectives. But ultimately, we have to learn as people, as human beings, to tolerate each other, tolerate differences, and just get on. I don't understand why people, you know, spend their life arguing and battling and fighting with each other. I know it might be easier for me to say than some other people because I've been brought up in maybe a different situation, different circumstances. But, you know, at the end of the day, an eye for an eye just leaves both sides blind. And sometimes you have to just learn to forgive, learn to forget, learn to move on, leave certain things in the past. Most people have been, you know, put upon or set upon or treated badly in the past. But, you know, harking on about it and keeping hold of it is not going to do anything about that. It's not going to change anything about that. All it's going to do is change the future. I mean that, you know, these things keep on happening, keep on going on. Whereas actually, if you sort of like forgive, forget, move on, then at least you can change the future in a positive, productive way and actually change the cycles and learn to move that country, those people, that territory into a different mindset, into a different way of living, into a happier, more productive, more successful life. So, you know, sometimes we all just got to learn to let go of the past and just concentrate on building a better future. I know it sounds simplistic, but, you know, what else can you do? You could either choose a life of fighting, arguments, and bitterness, or you can learn to forgive, forget, and move on. I know which one I'd rather do. And, you know, I'm pretty sure the majority of people would rather have a happier life and a happier life for their family, for their offspring, you know, and for everyone involved, rather than a life of bitterness, fighting, feuding, anger, and all the rest of that. So, you know, if the sensible majority of people who just want to enjoy life and get on can speak up and to try and educate and dilute the anger and the temper of the people who are dead set on nothing else but extremism and fighting and battling and arguments being argumentative, you know, that's not going to be good for the world going forward. So we all need to learn to get along, learn to play nice, and learn to forgive and forget, and just learn to move on in a positive direction, really. That's all I wanted to say, really. So that's it from me. Nothing else to say other than have a great day. I know I will. And thanks very much for listening. Cheers. Bye-bye.